Welcome everybody to the piece that I call Five Questions. It's the trailer before the main podcast, and it's where I ask my upcoming guests five questions. Today I'm here with Gareth Dimolo and Terry Bower from Inside Stories. And let me start with you, Gareth. What's your daily routine?
My daily routine always starts with exercise. I find I'm useless if I haven't done some kind of exercise. So during lockdown, I was reduced to running, and ordinarily I swim. Then I try and get as much work done as I can in the morning because I find that I'm much more of an early starter. And then in the evening, we always make a point of cooking dinner together and making sure that we actually sort of take some time to end the day properly, and then usually finish with a movie. And that's pretty much been the routine for the last year.
How about yourself, Terry?
Slightly different. I do start the day with exercise. I'm trying to get back into my running again. But I look after the dynamic of the businesses. I look after the sales and marketing side, and I'm networking daily, business development, and getting these people in front of us to talk about their story in a little bit more detail.
Nice. So Terry, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Probably from my father, my late father, died about 22 years ago. He was a World War II veteran, and he said, never look a gift horse in the mouth. It's an old saying, but, don't take things too lightly. And also, seize the day, which is appreciate every day that you have. And that's something that I do on a daily basis. I love what I do. We both love what we do, Gareth and I. We're very lucky, extremely lucky, to be doing something that we love doing. You know, it's nice to love Mondays, as they say. But, the best. I cheated there. It's the best two pieces of advice.
How about yourself, Gareth?
So 25 years ago, when I was just starting out in my career, I began as a copywriter. And it's a hard thing to learn, copywriting, because there's all sorts of discipline to it. But ultimately, you've just got to find stories in things. And I remember asking someone who was more senior how long they wanted a piece of copy to be. And they said, do you know what? A good piece of copy should be as long as it needs to be and as short as it can be. And that's something that I apply to storytelling every day, even when I'm not writing anymore. That's a key principle for all good storytelling. Long as it needs to be, short as it can be.
Excellent. So Gareth, as you're talking, what's your favorite thing to do to relax?
Movies and TV shows. I've pretty much finished Netflix over the last year, and I'm having a good go at Disney Plus, trying to finish that. I find that, and again, it's storytelling. It's finding things that tell compelling stories that keep you coming back for a little more. I think when you know you're in the hands of a master storyteller who can just keep you hooked, keep you coming back for more, that's the best way to unwind for me.
How about yourself, Terry? What do you do to relax?
Well, bearing in mind that both Gareth and I love story and the concept of it, movies are one of my favourite things to relax at, and music. A lot of the work that we do revolves around movie anecdotes and fitting those sort of things into the work that we do and conversations with our clients. It's a really good way to get to know people. Yeah, but generally, movies are my passion, and music. I couldn't live in a world without music.
So what in the world annoys you there, Terry?
Over familiar salespeople that I meet at a lot of the networking events I do, and the first thing they say to you when they announce what they do is, hey mate, how you doing mate? Really good to see you, or slick, or you know, it's awkward enough going into a networking event, and you know, I do miss the days of walking into a room full of relative strangers and trying to make awkward, polite conversation, but that will come back soon, no doubt. But yeah, people being very, very over-familiarly friendly when they don't know you.
Gareth, how about yourself? What in the world annoys you?
I'm going to say content. And that's not to discredit all the content creators out there, but it's more the principle of content. And I talk about this a lot, and I wrote a blog recently on LinkedIn about this, where I think sometimes people feel that the need to maintain a presence, the need to remind the world that they exist, means that they generate content without really having anything to say. You know, there are a million podcasters out there, and as long as they've got a point of view and something that they're passionate about, and you know, guests who share that passion, it's great. But when you find people who just make content for the sake of having something to say, and I think LinkedIn is a place where this is really exacerbated, it just feels like you're just wading through reams and reams of stuff that isn't saying anything. It's not saying anything new. It's not saying anything insightful or passionate. It's just noise. And I think so much of what we've ended up doing inside stories is trying to help people figure out a way through that chaff and find the wheat at the heart of it.
So then my last question is, what are you most proud of? Gareth, who was that?
I'm proud of, you know, being self-employed for 5.5 years now. You know, it's a difficult time when you go out into the world and found your own business. And I'm proud that, you know, 5.5 years later, I'm still here with a roof over my head. I'm still finding ways to delight and surprise clients that we work with, working with Terry on projects for clients that, you know, stimulate and surprise people rather than feeling like it's going to be as painful as a tooth extraction. That's what makes me proud.
How about yourself, Terry? What makes you proud?
It's going to sound a bit cheesy, but I'm most proud of Inside Stories and the work we're doing. I really enjoy what I do. I've never met anybody quite like Gareth in the way that he breaks the business down in terms of strategy, story, and actually people getting people to care about what they do. He's an alchemist. He's got that magic that gives people that bit of magic to actually go ahead and sort of find their dreams, as it were. As you know, starting a business is a very personal thing. And it's that ability to delve deep into that. So I'm most proud of the work that we do. I mean, a lot of the time I look after getting people in front of us and pitching a business, etc. And I just sit in awe and I love watching him work. It's as plain and simple. I've never met anybody who works in that way before. And I've got over 30 years experience in sales and marketing and tech, etc. And around live events. And I've never met anybody in my whole time who works the way that Gareth does. It makes me immensely proud to work the way we do and just to be a part of that.
Excellent. Well, after such high praise, all the listeners, the podcast will be out Sunday. So the podcast will be out on Sunday for the regular listeners. You'll know where to find us. Thanks, guys, for this. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe with the Atom Ventures podcast. And you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review. And if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO. And you can email us at info@atomcto.com.